Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's worthy name. Once again, let's look at Isaiah 55, where the prophet said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Today we have people who are trying to tell us that there's nothing wrong with immorality. There are those who are going so far to tell us that there's nothing wrong with perversion, homosexuality. Friend of mine, that proves the truth of this scripture. God's ways and thoughts are so far above ours. In case you don't know it, go back and read from Genesis chapters 18 through 20, and you'll find out what happened in Sodom. This was a city that was given over to the same types of sin that is so prevalent in America today. The sin of sodomy. The dictionary defines that as abnormal sex relations. And this was so abominable, so despicable, so hated in the eyes of a holy God, that fire and brimstone fell from heaven and annihilated that city. And its ruins today, so far as we can tell, are buried under the Dead Sea. Don't let anyone tell you that it's just your choice. You have a lifestyle to take, and you choose one style and someone else chooses another. Well, if you choose it, let me warn you of the consequences. Listen to what God says in Romans chapter 1. "Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust one for another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion." He doesn't call them gay, he calls them perverts. "Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind." Did you note that? "To a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness." Friend of mine, this is what God has to say about these conditions. And I would also like to direct your attention to a passage in 1 Corinthians. And we read from another rendering, "But instead you yourselves are the ones who do wrong, cheating others, even your own brothers. Don't you know that those doing such things have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who live immoral lives, who are idol worshippers, adulterers, or homosexuals, will have no share in his kingdom. Neither will thieves or greedy people, drunkards, slandermongers, or robbers." Friend of mine, God takes a real dim view of this thing that is so gross. The people today of the world tell you that unless you're abnormal, you're abnormal. Well, God's standards haven't changed. He destroyed the city of Sodom, and he's likely to destroy America for the same thing. Reading from 1 Timothy, "Those laws are good when used as God intended, but they were not made for us whom God has saved. They are for sinners who hate God, have rebellious hearts, curse and swear, attack their fathers and mothers, and murder. Yes, these laws are made to identify as sinners, not as sick people, not as people with a free choice, but as sinners, all who are immoral and impure, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, and all others who do things that contradict the glorious good news of our blessed God," Paul says, "whose messenger I am." Yes, there are those today who tell you that it's just your lifestyle to choose. God says, no way. You choose me, or, as we read in the book of the Revelation, the fearful and unbelieving and whoremonger and adulterer and all liars. Yes, the filthy, the impure, they're all going to have the eternal part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone forever. Friend, if you're taking this choice contrary to the word and will and mind of God, let me just warn you, the consequences are down the road, inescapable, unavoidable. But God will save you today if in repentant faith you turn believingly to the Lord Jesus and trust him for salvation. Call if we can be of help. May the Lord bless you. Amen.